It's Tuesday, June 24th, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. A driver was found dead in a pickup submerged in the Chippewa River. A jury finds a Conrath man guilty of first-degree sexual assault of a child, and Wisconsin's Supreme Court will release some major decisions this week. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. A driver was found dead in an overturned pickup in the Chippewa River on Sunday afternoon. Ross County Sheriff Phil Grassman said a family boating on the Chippewa River discovered the pickup in the water and reported it at 4:15 p.m. Sunday, saying they were unsure if anyone was inside. Emergency responders located one person inside, later identified as 71-year-old Thomas Wadzinski of Stanley. The sheriff said it appeared Wadzinski was driving east on County Highway D near Tower Road, northwest of Holcomb, when his truck left the roadway and drove into the water without signs of braking or evasive steering. A Conrath man accused of sexually assaulting a minor has been found guilty. 45-year-old Adam T. Barnett was found guilty by a Rusk County jury last Thursday. He had been charged in February 2022 of first-degree sexual assault of a child under the age of 13. He could face a maximum sentence of 60 years in prison and lifetime supervision as a sex offender. Barnett will remain in the county jail with sentencing scheduled for September 12th. The state Supreme Court is set to release its decision on several major cases. Raymond Newport tells us more.
The court's session ends this month, and this week justices will release decisions regarding the regulation of PFAS and who the state can deny a handgun license to. The court will have until the end of June to issue rulings on the state's abortion laws and to what extent the Wisconsin legislature can interfere with state agencies issuing rules. The court will maintain a liberal majority in July when Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley is replaced by Justice-elect Susan Crawford. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin congressional members speak out on Saturday night's strike of three nuclear sites in Iran by the U.S. military. Ted Allen takes a look.
Republican 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden said in a post on X, the terrorist regime in Iran's time in the sun is over. While 1st District Republican Brian Stile posted on X, God bless and protect our troops. Republican 5th District Congressman Scott Fitzgerald praised the strong, decisive action fully within President Trump's constitutional authority as commander-in-chief. Milwaukee Democrat Representative Gwen Moore took to X to say, I condemn this reckless and lawless decision and call on House leaders to hold a vote as soon as possible to stop this madness. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
State lawmakers pass a bill that would allow delivery and rideshare drivers to receive benefits. The bill from Republicans Senator Julian Bradley and Representative Alex Dahlman passed along party lines in the Assembly and Senate. The authors say if signed into law, it would make Wisconsin the first state in the nation to allow those drivers to receive benefits like retirement accounts, health insurance, and occupational accident insurance. Some Democrats have opposed the legislation, calling it anti-worker. The bill is now ready for Democratic Governor Tony Evers' consideration. It's unclear whether he'll sign it into law. That's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.